Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Welcome. Welcome to the show that was truly founded on principles to where you want to be. It's a show that is packed full of very interesting topics. And we have people that come through and say hi. And we get to ask that proverbial question, how did you get here? And of course, I couldn't do this show, don't want to do this show without my beautiful co-host, brilliant, intelligent, astute, Niles and KJ, and a special co-host, Curtis.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Good, how are you?
Oh man, I am so ready for this day. I kid you not. I wake up with excitement. Can you feel the excitement?
I can. It's electric.
Can you really? It's electric.
And I like that word choice, that astute that you use. That's real vocabulary right there.
Hey, I figured corporate America would laugh. We're excited to have you here.
Man, I'm excited to do this. Thank you guys so much for having me on here. And man, I love Kingdom Principles.
Okay.
And we're talking about success today, so we're all trying to get closer to that. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm glad you brought that up. So we're going to segue into that. Now, last week I had the privilege of talking about introducing the laws of success, and I talked about discovering your purpose. The perception is how you see things in pictures, and your need for must have an understanding to your potential. So this week we're going to delve into still the laws of success, but we're going to talk about you must have a passion, your principles, and the laws of planning. So here goes. When you think about, guys, when you're thinking about passion, you know, that proverbial word where everybody talks about what gets them up out of bed in the morning, right? Well, I want you to think about it as something that it describes your goal, your activity, or your cause. And it's so fundamentally important to your life that you'll suffer for it. How about that? So instead of saying that your passion, again, is something that, you know, kind of gets you up and, you know, I'm excited, I want you to think about, I love what I'm doing or about to delve in so fiercely that I would even suffer for it. Now, the other principle that we're discussing is you gotta have principles for principles. And let me explain that to you. We know that a principle is something that is governed. It's how you govern your life, right? However, in this particular instance, because this show is founded on kingdom principles are only manifested or only seen in your life is if you have a relationship with him, the guy who created the kingdom for the principles that we live our life by. With that, I want you to be very keenly aware that there are three things that go into even having principles. You got to have knowledge, you got to have understanding, and you got to have wisdom. Now, knowledge is just information. That's all it is. Understanding is your comprehension of that information, and wisdom is your application of what you understand and the information that you say you understand. All right. I'm excited. Now, the law of planning, the last principle in this particular principle that that we're going to talk about today, the law of planning is so vitally important. One of the things that I really want you to pull out of this is how do you think about things? In your law of planning, you got to set priorities. First things first. Mm-hmm. And then you got to pray, because you can't have planning or exercise the law of planning without praying. And praying is not you telling God what you're about to do. Praying is you saying, hey, listen, I give you full authority to intervene in my life. Do what you have to do, because I need to make certain that I am doing exactly what I'm supposed to do in this particular season of my life. That's planning. And you got to share. You got to share with other people what you're doing. You can't just have a plan and not share it. Because one of the things that we get confused is that we think we can do everything that we are supposed to do in this earth on this assignment by ourselves. And we can't. You need other people. You got to share your ideas with other folk. You got to bounce it off with, by other people. And if you have to pivot, it's okay. Pivot. Because it all goes into planning. And that, my friend, are the three principles that we're discussing today, because I want to hear you debunk it. I do, Niles. I'm ready for it. Curtis, this is a war room.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, gentlemen. What say you about just the simple thing of planning? Let's start there. Let's start from the end and then work our way back to the beginning. The law of planning. How important do you guys think it is to even implement a plan of action?
Everybody talking at the same time. Okay. All right. KJ, go first.
We do this every week. So basically with planning, is very essential, so you don't waste any time. So when you do plan, normally what I do, I plan my every hour of my day. So every hour, I'm like, okay, I know I'm doing this for this hour. I'm doing this for this hour. So this allows me to have some sort of control of what I'm doing. So I'm aiming towards my goal and my purpose. And also what I do every week is I write out 5 goals that I want to accomplish throughout the week. All right. And it can be small, but I know it's inching me closer to my big goal. You can have one big goal, but also it's like you have to have that developmental process to achieve that big goal as well. Okay, I'm going to write 1 page of this book this week, then I'm going to write the second page this week, then I may increase into 2 pages, then so on and so forth. And one thing that you said that caught my eye was like you bouncing off your plan to others. Yes, that is super important, but also be careful who you tell your plan to.
Yes, and we're going to discuss that next week about people.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now it's about me.
Oh, okay. All right. Planning provides you with a blueprint. It's like a map. It keeps you accountable. It keeps you on track. It keeps you going, and it keeps you in line with the vision, the outcome, the desired result. And it just helps you to stay on track. That's all I'm going to say. I feel like that's enough. Curtis. <Okay. laughs>
Niles, bro. For me, planning is, honestly, I would have to say, I mean, you can say which, field is more important than the other, but planning is so important. For me, I know it's just like going through certain steps and kind of breaking those different barriers of success, you kind of realize, after a while of like not doing your due diligence of planning, it can kind of just lead you astray. And, what KJ said about, lost time, time, of course, is valuable. But, aside from that lost time, again, like not putting your own blueprint together, I feel like for me, it can get you a little distracted, and it doesn't mean that what you're doing isn't productive per se. Like, I can still be thinking or, that I'm fulfilling my purpose by doing a bunch of things, but, without exactly honing in on how to execute those things, the most efficient way, you're going to need planning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. So what say you about principles? Because, the show is founded on kingdom principles. So how important are principles? I mean, think about that. Are we really disciplined individuals, outside of this space?
Man, I mean, I think, you know, at least for me is, you know, discipline is still like, you know, for a lot of people, one of the, you can have everything set, you know, in your life that you're working on, but if you don't have discipline, again, it's like that form of, you know, almost chaos that you can have that's kind of unpredictable. You know, principles, again, set the foundation and kind of go hand in hand in a way with planning, because they both set, you know, kind of your limits and what you should, you know, your do's and don'ts, you know, when it comes to fulfilling those actions towards your purpose.
Yeah, I would have to piggyback on that part. Yeah, they go hand in hand in discipline. It puts you on a higher standard. It calls out for your higher self. You're the person that God called you to be, to come out. It's like, it's like the gym of your soul when you think about discipline. And I love how you phrase that. Discipline's kind of like that little chaos. Like, you don't know what's about to happen, but like, you know that you need to stay with your foundation, because life will throw like, okay, cool, you're not going to eat sweets this week, right? All right, cool. So there's a bake sale happening across the street. What are you going to do about it? Yeah. So like, I know one thing that you, Dr. T, you said to me, it's like, all right, KJ, what do you want to do with your life? And then I just spoke out like, yo, I just want to be a world changer. That's me. Yeah. And then you said that, okay, cool. Because this is what you want, this is your goal, you are going to be facing adversity until you reach that goal. Mm-hmm. Like, because whatever you speak, whatever you write down, immediately life is going to be like, all right, cool. What you going to do? It's like a big thug on the street. Like, yo, what's up? What are we doing? But yeah, that's what I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right.
And you, Mr. Corporate American.
Principles, they help with alignment. They help you to be consistent. It's important to practice what you preach, and don't you be a hypocrite. Make sure that you are one with your word. Don't just talk about it, be about it. The word, your bond, that is the covenant. Okay, that's your covenant. And who else is the word? God. GP, are you with me? Stomp. Shout out to Kirk Franklin. All right.
All right. Cannot with Niles. I'm so sorry, Curtis. We love Niles.
Oh no, I do too. This is just as fun for me as it is for y'all.
Now, with passion, guys, you know, that's just my take on passion. I'm so passionate really about life that truly I am willing to suffer for it. I'm really passionate about seeing people live the life that they're supposed to live. And I do that on purpose. So that's me living life intentionally. So what's your take on passion? Is it really that emotion or that feeling that gets you up, or How can you add passion to your life and attain the law of success?
Well, in my opinion, I've done actually a lot of deep thinking about this specific topic when it comes to, you know, kind of passion and purpose, because really we try to pull from, you know, whichever bucket we feel like can give us, you know, the needed fuel to get to that next step. You know, I feel like when it comes to passion isn't as powerful by itself as it would be without the purpose. You know, when you are passionate about something, passion, again, is an emotion, and emotions are temporary, you know. And for me, when I, you know, when I'm trying to think about, okay, you know, ways to get successful, to snap into that mindset, I'm thinking about, right, being passionate. That's what they tell you. You have to love what you do. But, you know, I kind of, at least from my experience, you know, at times fell short, because I, you know, I still feel like passion is an emotion. And if you don't have anything that's crutching, you know, why, you know, your whys and why you're doing all these things, which, you know, the purpose fills in for, you know, it's going to be hard to stay on track, you know, to your goals and to your planning on what you're really supposed to do. Because like you said, as soon as you set out your purpose, you know, everybody hears it. And, you know, half of the party is going against you, and, you know, half of it is trying to help you. But yeah, for me, it's just like, once I added my purpose to, you know, my different passions that I had in my life, it was like, oh, this is a lot easier. I have a little more direction. And it makes, for me, honestly, you know, more authentic work, you know, more work that's true and that can just speak, you know, to a lot of other people.
Wow. Thank you, sir.
Could we say that passion could steamroll discipline? So let's say like, absolutely. Like, here's your purpose. God's like, yo, you're supposed to build a house. I don't know. Build a house. And then you're like, all right, cool. How are we going to get this going? You make your plan. You set up your whole routine, you know, your foundation, your discipline. And that passion is kind of like that hamster wheel. So, all right, then you get this rolling. Mm. Once you get that rolling with discipline, that discipline becomes a little habitual because that purpose that God wants you to be. I would say, passion is can be emotional. It's like that campfire. It lights up at one night, just one night randomly, but it can be extinguished. Right. So what do you do once that passion is extinguished? Remember the discipline that you have, and that's what the discipline is for, is that safety net once that fire is gone.
Wow. Okay. Nice.
I'm letting all that sink in there. I thought Curtis brought in purpose. Purpose is important. I have a show coming out called Process, Purpose, and Passion, because I feel like all of them work in unison. Passion can serve as like that drive. It keeps you going regardless of the obstacle. It's like that motor behind it all. But I do feel like all of them work in unison. And I feel like KJ and Curtis touched on a lot of things, I guess all of us. But yeah, it's like that motor that keeps you going. It keeps you pushing. But you also have to align that with the purpose, the process, and all that, because they all help to continue to move you towards that vision, you know, that aim, that goal.
Wow. I love it. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. This week, I know this week we're in midpoint of the week. Happy hump day, everybody. But
thank you, sir.
Have you guys been purposeful? Have you guys been living in purpose this week up to Wednesday? Let's be honest. It's okay if you haven't. Like for me, I've had ups and downs this week. There's been like a couple hours where I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? But then there's like, I jump out of it. Like, wait, I'm supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z. Okay, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then here comes life. Oh, gotcha. I'm like, okay, now I'm in a bad mood now. You know, what's quarantine has been like when it comes down to living in purpose?
Wow. Who's starting?
I'll go. I mean, wait, that's a very, those are four different questions.
I know,
you
right?
say quarantine this week, like no, every day is different.
So you can answer anyone. You can answer anyone. Like, it's in your head.
I guess if I'm speaking on terms of like as a whole, you know, obviously all of us have had our ups and downs in our own, you know, personal matters to attend to. But, you know, for me, I kind of had a, you know, once I kind of got into quarantine, I was like, oh, well, you know, get to take a quick break. And then I was like, oh, okay, looks like it's not going to be a break. Looks like we're going to be in here for a minute. And then all this crazy stuff started happening. I was like, hey, on myself, you know, my peers, like, there's just a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, I feel like it's our duty as a next generation to, you know, really make some change or do something about it, you know. And I'm just sitting at home thinking about what I can do, you know. And then I kind of came into this, you know, cycle of falling short of my own expectations, you know. And for me, that does kind of in a way align spiritually, because, you know, if I don't feel like I'm the best for God sometimes, you know, I kind of carry a little bit of that shame. And it wasn't until somebody, you know, told me that, you know, that's not how God works. God doesn't expect you to reach a certain level in order for him to love you or for him to, you know, work with you. And that is honestly the beauty in God, is when you're during these times and, you know, he somehow gets you out of it. So once I kind of just let go a little bit and, you know, really just ask God to make change in my life, you know, I still want, you know, to get some discipline in order and whatnot. But, you know, every day, since then, you know, there's been just a little change. And even when, like you said, KJ, when there are times you're really just like, whoa, like, what am I doing? I've just been kind of trying to outsmart myself and trick myself when I'm not in that mindset. I'm setting up for, I'm literally planning for when I feel like I'm going to be in that mindset, and I'm planning against that. So, you know, I'll set up some meetings with a couple people, or, you know, a phone call or a studio session or whatever, so that even if I am, you know, getting into that, I'm like, oh, like, no, like, you know, I really don't have a choice because really set it up against myself. But yeah, man, you know, things are, you know, like you said, up and down every day, but definitely a little more aligned with my purpose as of recent. And I'm very thankful for it.
Amen. Wonderful.
Sure.
Absolutely. Sure. Wow.
You want to go next?
No, no, go ahead, baby. No, okay. No, I'm listening for you.
I guess I would give myself, if it was a, like a percentage, maybe like 71.3%, you know, productivity, you know, during this quarantine. I was able to like restructure a lot of things, my mindset. I got into a lot of things, like productive things. I started writing a lot more, really getting into music and giving things a shot, you know, that I didn't even really give much attention to prior to. And some things that I, you know, that stayed in my mind throughout this whole process were discipline, of course, productivity. But the discipline part was very important. Like, I started working on my mind, my soul, you know, body, everything, because that's important. I don't want to just have a six pack and be ugly inside. I want to be beautiful inside, on the outside. I want to have pretty toes. You know, I just want to be great, you know, throughout. I don't want to have bits and pieces of greatness. I want to work on the full being. So I think that's very important. So like, I started like a diet. I started working out consistently, started writing every day, started reading every day, started researching, watching things that I wouldn't normally watch. I just wanted to expand my mind, expand my world. And I would say I'm pretty happy with, you know, my percentage and my productivity at this point. Like, I really wanted to capitalize on the quarantine. You know, I wanted to come out in a better place. You know, I thought of new businesses. I started things. So I'm in a good place. And on top of that, I learned how to line a lot of my beard a little bit more. So like, now I'm just like, hey, I'm doing that thing. Because it's hard to line yourself up. You know,
I can imagine. There, yeah.
You know, so, you know, and I'm just bolder and you know, prouder now. And I realize like every day is truly a blessing. Mm-hmm. Everything that has happened throughout this quarantine with the protests and so on, like, we can all use that for some kind of stimulation, hopefully, like, moving in the right, you know, or moving Absolutely. Forward. But, yeah, man, this was a great time to be alive, you know.
Amen.
There's plenty of people who, you know, have lost things and lost loved ones and so on. So we have to really take advantage of the opportunities, you know, day in and day out. So,
amen. Absolutely.
Wearing the big bird. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Great
toes, bro. Like,
yeah.
Was that?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. I don't think you understand.
Your dead nails did.
In good beard, toes. I'm like, wait.
Bruh. Everything has to glisten. Women love guys with nice feet. Okay, work on your feet.
That is the truth.
I see a lot. You know that part in the back of the foot that gets real crusty. Nobody likes a crusty back on the foot, and that's all I see from them. I'm like, we gotta do better.
Oh my god!
Okay, but that's the thing. You go ahead.
You gotta. I mean, Niles, I'm going to go ahead. I promise you. 10 seconds. You bring an element to this show, man. That it really. I'm expecting to feel better when I engage with you. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me a chance to talk.
Oh. Anyway,
amen. Moving on. Okay.
With this, KJ, to answer one segment or one part of the four-part question, during the quarantine, I turned 50, April 28th. Mm. And it was something about turning 50 that just made me, it didn't make me afraid because I don't have that spirit, but it made me take inventory. I had been so busy trying to make certain that the legacy is where it needs to be, the grandkids are going to be taken care of, that I was doing, doing, doing. And sometimes you can do, just busy,
And you have to ask yourself, is this purposeful right now? Not you understand what I'm saying? They're going to be fine. We've got them. We're setting them up. They'll probably never have to work a day in their lives. And it's so God. Honestly, it Amen. Is. But for me, I stopped working for money. And I began to work for influence. And you hear me say this so much, but the money, the affluence will come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, of heaven, and all, everything else, and his, I'm sorry, yes. and his, it's his righteousness, and everything else will be added. So if it's going to be added, why am I trying to extol energy for it? That energy needs to be extolled in my time with him, so that when I write down what he tells me, you know, to do, I'm right on time. So I've stopped, you know, I do a lot of talking, but it's purposeful talking now, if that makes any sense. I don't waste my time with people who are not going to do what I'm suggesting them to do, because that's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. So now it's just, am I doing something that's moving me closer to where he would have me to be? And I'm not just praying about it like I used to. I'm being that prayer. So I am the answer to that prayer, because it's going to take me doing something. So that, in a nutshell, for me, has been where I am now. And I promise you, if today is my last day, and you got to hear me when I say this, I can literally say I have lived a good life. I really have. And it doesn't matter what I had to go through to get here. The fact that I didn't lose my faith. Don't lose your faith. Whatever you do, you can lose your house, lost several. You can lose your cars, lost seven. You can, you know, be homeless, been there, what, three times. You can go bankrupt five times. That's me. But don't lose your faith. Because if you lose your faith, we won't have talks like this. You won't be in the mindset, because you'll be a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm more than an overcomer. And so are you. That's why you're here. So you have to tell someone who's listening, or who will go back and listen to this at midnight tonight, that we got you. And we got you by, we're going to stay in this thing called life. And we're not going to give up. And we're going to tie a knot in that thing called faith. Amen. All right.
Amen.
All right. I have one more thing I want to add. One more thing, okay? I actually started reading the Bible a lot more during this quarantine. Like, I'm challenging myself to read it consistently. And the Bible app it makes things much easier. And I have, like, Bible studies that I do on a daily basis and, like, reminders. So I would say, like, out of everything that I've done, I've accepted that challenge, and I've been able to, be pretty consistent with it. So that's been really important, because I was like a little bit of here, a little bit of there, you know, before reading the Bible. Now I'm pretty consistent with it. You know, I try to be real about my experience and who I is, because if you're not real about who you is, then, you know, what can you say?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? I is what I is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. KJ.
Yes, ma'am. It's hit it. Trending topics. It was trending around the world real quick.
Yeah. Did you answer? I'm sorry. Did you answer that question? You didn't answer that question.
Oh, I didn't. I thought
no.
I did.
Oh. What have you been doing in this quarantine?
I know for me, my main thing has been just centering myself. What I've realized that's been a pattern throughout my life is, like, every summer has been training camp for me. My mind and my spirit is like a reflection period. So my new year is like during the summer. So for me, it's just been, all right, where do I need to be? Center myself. What do I need to work on? And what have I done in the past like 5 months that's helped me get closer to God, or just even just closer to myself? You know, and I also have to understand, like, everything's a process. And I'm like, I know, like, there are times where it's like, okay, I don't see anything. They are, like, not even blooming. Like, there's barely even a bud, you know? So, like, being patient with myself, learning to understand people, learning from others, taking people in, you know, And I think love has been the biggest impact on me, because learning how to love myself, God, and others, just be able to see, like, all right, cool. At the end of the day, we're all the same. Strip away the titles, strip away the weave, strip away the earrings, strip away everything. We the same people. We're the same people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's been me. Loving myself, loving others, and trusting the process.
Amen.
Did you say strip away your weave?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, because it was really good what he was saying.
that's all I heard when you were talking, was weave. That just set everything off.
Yeah,
but trending topics. Next up, we have trending topics.
All right, guys. Yeah. So we all know school is going to be back in session pretty soon.
Yeah.
It started this week for a lot of schools. I start on Monday, online session. So I know there's been a lot of debate about, okay, should students go back to school because of COVID? How should this work? Online school, is it worth it? Because, like, colleges are doing online school and they're charging, like, your arm, your leg, your grandkid, your goldfish, your ex-wife, your friend, your dog, your pencil, your landscape, your pencil, all of that stuff.
Okay.
Just for you to go on your laptop just, like, in the morning. I just want to know what you guys are thoughts about this. Like, do you, school, do you think we should stay online? Like, how do we efficiently educate the youth and still remain safe?
I am so against going to school right now. Medically, seriously, not right now. We don't even have a vaccine just yet, guys. And that's like when, before we had pertussis, diphtheria, and tuberculin inoculations, you wouldn't send a child to school without that kid having a shot record, would you? Absolutely not. So and I know a lot of people are going to say, wait, because it causes autism. The percentage of autism is really, really low. I do feel for parents that have to go through that. Honestly, I do. But that's not a reason for you not to get your babies inoculated. Anyway, right now, it's too soon. Come up with creative learning. If you're building Zoom for everything else, let's kind of interactively build it for the children, maybe on a smaller scale. It's more you're being kind of that guide, but sending your babies to school right now, just not now. It's a little too soon. Seriously, it is.
Okay. Did you hear about what was going on in Georgia?
Oh God,
like
yes.
A few kids tested positive for COVID-19.
Nine, yes.
You know, and it's in some ways it's kind of like you're sending your kids back into, you know, a breeding ground, and they come home with those things and they pass it on to their family and their parents and so on.
Absolutely.
And of course, like, that's not going to help anything. But I just kind of feel for the kids because of, like, the interaction piece and being social. You know, for most of the quarantine, we were inside, you know, and kids need to play with earth and learn and be social and just explore the world. And it's just been kind of tough. So I feel for them, you know, in that end. But at the same time, I would like for them to be here, you know, living, you know, so they could, you know, play in the future and so on. So, like, it's just necessary to decrease the numbers. But of course, there's, you know, flip sides to it. But I think we're just kind of rushing into it right now. Like, we don't know what the impact is going to be. And, you know, when you're in, you know, a cluster of folks, it's only natural that it's going to spread. Yeah.
Absolutely. You
know? Understandable. Just moving right along because we're pressed for time. Steph Curry, new shoe brand under Under Armour. He's the second NBA player outside of Michael Jordan to have this deal. So you can get Steph Curry could sign you on a shoe deal with his brand on it, I guess. And that's lit.
Wow.
Yes, man.
He deserves it, bro.
The new vice
president.
I didn't want to butcher her name. So I was like,
Koala.
Go ahead and announce who's EP is going to be.
You got this.
Kamala Harris. I'm not trying to make fun of her name at any sort, but no. I get it. Yeah, it's a long story. Never mind. So that's been going on in the world. So now we're going to shift it off to Dr. T to take over to the next section.
Okay. On Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I do a little show called Talk to Tanji, where I just come on there, guys, and just kind of tell you what is, what that kingdom principle looks like in your life. And for the last 3 weeks, we've had a beautiful lady by the name of Rodina Daniels that's been on the show. And Rodina not only got a chance to do some internal homework and assessments, but she is in less than, I mean, about 2 weeks will be a published author.
There we go.
All thanks to him and our connections here at the Dr. Tanji Show and Talk to Tanji. That's on Facebook Live every Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you have an idea that you're toying with and you want to be featured on the show, please, please, please DM us. We'll get you on there and bring life to what you're doing.
Talk to Tanji.
And yeah, that's it. Talk to Tanji. And the Dr. Tanji Show on all, at Dr. Tanji Show on all social media platforms. Guys, your engagement has been wonderful. A couple of them I didn't really understand. And I didn't take offense, but hey, life. And it goes on. So please stay interactive with us. Thank you.
We appreciate the engagement.
Absolutely, we do. Absolutely, we do. And this guest, man, don't you think it's time for everyone to know who this guest is? He's been smiling and giving us these kingdom principles he's doing. Come on, man. This may be your first podcast, but you're family now. And it matters that you're here because when people start to hear who you are, KJ's going to do that announcement. It's going to be revolutionary because you really are something very, very special in this field. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
Super excited.
Okay, KJ, who is this man?
I'm about to be courteous about what I'm about to say right now.
Drum roll.
We have,
I just said drum roll.
Drum roll, please. We have right here an actor, entertainer, rapper right here, Curtis Harris, known for the Haunted Hathaways, LA's Finest.
My man.
Just a little bit, and he goes by the stage name Courtesy for his rapping name.
All right. Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, man. Thank you so much for being here, Curtis. Seriously, I do not take this for granted or lightly. A little side note here. I've heard about you before I actually got to meet you. So this is truly an honor to have you here. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule.
Oh, man, no, likewise. I've heard so many great things about you and heard some dope things on this show. So, yeah, I had to be a part of it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. So, Curtis C. Who is Curtis C, man? I mean, this is a man who is bringing life to the entertainment arena. Who are you?
Man, I'm Curtis Harris. I started out acting when I was three or four. And I remember the moment, clear as day, when I was, I was 3 years old and I was just sitting in front of my TV and I was just like, oh, okay, so this is what I'm gonna do. And, I looked to my mom and I was just like, Mom, like, I'm gonna be on TV. And then she's like, well, you know, just pray about it and, you know, we'll see what happens. And, after that, I got signed up for some acting classes and there was an agent showcase, a couple weeks later and got my first agent, started doing commercials. And I was doing all that from Orange County, Aliso Viejo. Mm-hmm. So, you know, drives to Santa Monica.
Oh, traffic.
For sure.
The amount of time my parents sacrificed, definitely very thankful for that.
I am so grateful for your mom, man, for your mom to say,
okay, pray about it. That just speaks volumes of who she is, you know, in your life. And you're right, the sacrifices that they both made. So thank you. Kudos to your mother.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Kudos to her, man. She's a super mom.
Wow.
Awesome. So it's safe to say that you like your parents, man. That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, bro? All right. So how I got into music. I really got into music when I was around 12. And that was kind of like, honestly, more so of a side passion that I was just like, you know what? I really like listening to music. You know, I just sat in my room this one day and just wrote this song. I was like, oh, this is pretty dope. And, you know, again, it was one of those moments where I was just sitting there like, I really think I'm going to really do this. And, you know, I just, again, kept going. And I really started making beats when I was 15, 16. Okay. And then I got accepted.
How old are you now, for the record?
Yeah, producer too. I got accepted into Grammys every year. They have this camp that like tens of thousands of kids submit to go into. And I think like, you know, 8,000 people go in for this particular spot that you try to go in. And I got in for 2 years. And, you know, that's created some really cool music connections there. But yeah, and a lot of my music is really, I'm a very, I don't know if you guys could tell, but I really like to look in deeper into things. And, you know, when it comes to my music, you know, I have to give listeners a bit of that perspective. And, you know, everybody who I've listened to in my life has in some way or shape or form expanded my mind. So, you know, for, again, the listeners, I got to do that. And, you know, bring them to the kingdom a little bit, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am really interested. I'm sorry, Niles, go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to ask, like, who were some of your favorite artists? Like, who were some of your inspirations musically as an artist? And my bad, I'm going to call you Mr. Nickelodeon, so don't get offended, man, okay?
Sure, sure. Yeah, artists, it ranges, I guess for music, it's obviously Tupac. Tupac, for me, his words obviously said a lot, but his conviction in the way that he delivered a lot of his, you know, lyrics, I feel like touched a lot of people and was, you know, half of the reason why he's so great. You know, people like Common, people like Guru from Gangstar, who's, you know, an unsung hero, you know, and really, I'm gonna have to say J Dilla when it comes to production, just because his beats, I didn't know that beats can tell stories until I listened to some of his music. And that's really why I got into production. I was like, wow, like, you know, this is a whole story. Not a single word has been said here. And I, you know, I want to be able to do that for other people. So,
you know, I know that you are a man of discipline. And one of the things that kind of strikes me is the need for you to have that impact. Because you said it, you want to be able to X, Y, Z to the people that, you know, listen to your music or what have you. Why is that so important and why now?
It's most important now. But I mean, okay, that's two questions. One, why is it important?
Yes.
It's super important for one, just your own inspiration as a whole, like separate from the positive change that it makes. You know, to your listeners, just being selfish, like the feeling that you get out of impacting somebody else's life like that is better than, you know, anybody telling you how tight your beats are or whatever, because you know how that feels when, you know, when it's been done unto you, you know, and why is it important right now? Man, it's so important right now because there's so much. First of all, there's just so much media in general, and there's a lot of false narratives, a lot of, you know, people following, you know, kind of weird, not just ideals, but just stuff that I feel like they haven't really, you know, discerned in their own spirit before they just hop on, you know, this big giant train that everybody's hopping on. So, you know, a lot of direction, you know, I feel like falls into really impacting listeners.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Kurt, I've known you since like middle school. We go way back. So I just wanted to know, like I know you got some new music coming out. What when should we be expecting an EP dropping pretty soon from you?
Oh man, right now, man, that kind of always changes whether it's EP or coming out with my singles. But honestly, I'm just going to promise new music before, you know, this semester of the school year, before the year ends. I'm working with some really dope people, and right now I'm just sitting on a lot of stuff that I'm just like, should I not? And that's a part of the process too, as an artist, but I'm super excited to put out the stuff that I've been working on.
I love it.
Honestly, yeah. And before the end of the year, you're going to hear a lot from Curtis-y. So,
all right, Curtis, on this show, because you've come here with your gift, you're going to have to drop a couple of bars, man.
Oh, on the spot.
Think about this thing now. You're no longer doing music. You're no longer doing acting. You are music now. Acting.
You is music. You is music.
You is.
So, take it away.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna pull up something that I did for competition that I had that the Walls Group they judged. I don't think it got on my Instagram or anything. So this is pretty somewhat exclusive.
But
thank you, sir.
Shoot, let me see. All right. So, okay. What are your intentions? It's like I'm in detention. I'm clouded by excuses, lost from misdirection. I look inside myself and see possession of ascension. Knowledge in my belt, the big bro ain't with me to mention. These puppets ain't from Henson. They made just for deception. They stay promoting politics just to promote the tension. Man, I swear I ain't preaching. I just want to feel redemption. God told me woke up because I think I really slept in. Heaven's got some narrow gates. I'm black just like the Pharaoh's race. Immaculately tacking these raps on my demo tape. Yo, thirsty eating apples from Eden, fiending on sinners' plates. You look pathetic, and I bet you freaking licking love the taste. But don't worry, I'm gonna lead the way. I'm escaping through this matrix to defeat the fakes. And I could care less about what people say. I just pray to God I see the day, I seize the day. I just pray to God I see the day, I seize the day. Roaming in my spirit and my Caesar ways. And if a demon cross my path, he gonna see the fade. Look, your vision distorted. Just listen, no retorting. Don't go kicking the door in. You'll end up down on your knees when all your feelings is broken. And when you thought you was lost and felt like your God just aborted, he make you bloom and he groom you into a stupid big lotus. And now you see G-O-D and all his beauty and purpose. So stay chasing the faith, and he will prove that.
There we go.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how you end a show. Come on, man. None other than Curtis C. coming into the studio, blessing us with his chops.
There we go.
And his ideas, and showing us discipline. Don't forget, guys, you can stay interactive with us on the Dr. Tanji Show every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And join me Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Facebook Live for Talk to Tanji. Don't forget, we're studying the laws of success. Today we dealt with, you must have a passion. You got to be principled, and you got to know what's going on with the law of planning. Don't forget. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, they all play a part. It is not wisdom if you don't actively apply what you've learned with your understanding and the information, your knowledge. Thank you so very much, Niles and KJ and Curtis C. You guys made it possible for us to do what we do. Thank you. I love you so much. And thank you for everyone that listens. Seriously, we do not take this lightly nor for granted. We are truly applying these principles to our daily lives. And that's our show.
We forgot one thing. Curtis, how can we find you?
Yes. Oh, God, please forgive me, Curtis.
No, you're good. Find me on Instagram and Twitter. They're both the Curtis Harris.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you, LA Talk Live. Bye. See you
soon.
Thank
you, guys.
Absolutely. Yes. Come back anytime you want.
All right. I'll nourish my spirit today.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Bless you.
You're listening to the Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.